This is Module 18, Want Energy and Treatment for Prosperity. So what is want energy, and just how powerful is it? Want energy is the energy we create from. Now we understand that as an energetic being, we're always manifesting our experiences. Always. No matter what moment it is, we're manifesting from it. And this means that whatever our energy is, we attract life experiences of like vibration. And as we've discussed before, we're vibrating in either fear energy or love energy, never both. Now I'll say that again. No matter what energy we're vibrating in, whether it's love energy or fear energy, that energetic vibration is attracting experiences of the same vibration all day long, every day, every week, every year. Now, whether consciously or subconsciously, the energy we're vibrating in is our want energy. And as a result, from that want energy, we create something that stirs happiness within us, or something we don't want that causes us to be unhappy, anxious, or worried. Now, when we firmly understand this, it's easy to grasp how vitally important evaluating and course correcting your want energy to the highest vibration of love is critical to living a happy life. Now, when we want money to pay a debt or bill because we don't have it, or we want a new place to live because we're being forced to move, there can be fear involved. So when you decide you want something, no matter what it is, first discern what is your want energy. And these are the two questions to ask yourself. Number one, and we'll use money as the example. Could be money, job, relationship, home, could be anything. Just ask yourself, do I want this money because of the joy it will bring me to pay the obligation? Or if you want a new or different job, do I want a new job because of the joy it would bring me to have a new job? And the second question, number two, do I want this money because I don't have the money to pay the obligation and I feel shame, guilt, and fear? Identify your want energy, and if it's anything less than love, set your intention to shift the energy to the love vibration. So the specific questions are, number one, do I want blank because of the joy it will bring me? And number two, do I want blank because of the fear I feel at not having it? You'll just want to word them to fit what you want. So let's look at a new home here quickly. Question number one, do I want a new home because of the joy it'll bring me to move into a new home that I love? Or question two, do I want a new home because I'm being forced to move and I'm afraid I won't find anything I can afford? Well, even if you don't have the money to pay the debt or you're being forced to move, you can still shift your energy to the joy it would give you to pay the debt and the joy it would give you to move into your new home. You have the ability and power to shift your want energy from less than love fear of not having or being forced to the love or above energy of the joy it will bring you to receive whatever it is that you want. Now I'm going to invite you to step back as an observer of your life and take a look at all the things you want to transform, all the things that you want to be, do, or have that aren't yours yet. Evaluate your want energy. If you discover there's fear involved, take the time you need to shift the want energy from fear to love. And remember, you're not faking it till you make it, and you're not lying to yourself. You're creating a new reality through the want energy of your thoughts. Now, this experience goes hand in hand with what we learned about burden energy in module number 17. No matter how many negative thoughts are running around in your brain and subconscious, stop them as quickly as you can and shift your energy from the pain of fear to love and move on with your day in love energy. If you're having trouble getting control of your thoughts, you can use that super quick quiet your mind exercise from the bonus section of module number 4. And another powerful tool is to shift through gratitude. Take a deep breath and stop the negative flow by focusing on something that you're grateful for. And then take a deeper look at the want energy as an observer and shift it fully from fear to love. An example is not having enough money to pay a bill. Identify and accept the feelings of anxiety, stress, anger, shame, and guilt, all those things, at not having the money. Then accept your power to create a higher outcome and focus on the relief and happiness of the bill already being paid. And again, this is not faking it till you make it, and you're not lying to yourself. You're accelerating the wheels of manifesting the highest possible outcome. Now, an exciting affirmation and mantra is this: I don't know how this bill is paid in full. I only know that it is, and I am fulfilled. Now, this is from The One Command by Asar Lovejoy. The affirmation mantra releases the need to know how something's going to happen and shifts you from fear to love by claiming and stating that you're fulfilled. And one other thing, something we want to remember is this. We all want money, but what we really want is what money will buy. So focus on what you want to happen. You want the bill paid, so focus on the bill being paid. The money may come from a credit applied to your account as a refund for your deposit, or a credit for a previous overpayment. Could be anything. My point is, the payment may not come through money passing through your hand. Let the universe decide how the payment is actually made, but be open to any action steps you're guided to take. So now we're going to do a treatment together to open your vast reservoir of prosperity. Now, throughout the game of life, Florence speaks the word for students who want a large sum of money. She speaks the word for what they want and gives thanks that the student has received it. Together as one, Florence and the student create the energetic container for the money, and it arrives. The power of a treatment is the energy behind it. It's the energetic container that's created. Now, with everything you've learned, what is your belief in your ability to really have what you want and live the life that you want? What is the energy of your belief? Now, Florence knew, without doubt, that the money her students wanted was in their field of potentiality. It may not look like the student thought it would look, but it was there. I know this for you. I know with every cell of my being that you deserve and have, at a higher plane of existence, great prosperity, joy, and happiness in whatever form that is for you. No matter what your heart longs for that brings it joy, whatever form that is best for you, what you want is already yours, and you have the power within you to manifest it as your reality. So let's open the way for you to manifest what you want. First, I'm going to share with you the spoken word of the treatment. I'm going to tell you what it is, and then I'll say it slow enough for you to write it down. And by writing it down, you'll be able to access the energy more clearly. And then we'll get settled into the intention, quiet our minds, and shift powerfully into the energy of prosperity and abundance. When we do this, allow yourself to experience whatever's revealed to you. Now, I've asked the angels to infuse this recording with prosperity energy and to maintain it. So I want to preface this treatment by stating and claiming again, I know with every cell of my being that you deserve and have at a higher plane of existence great prosperity, joy, and happiness in whatever form that is for you. And you have the power within you to manifest it as your reality. Now I'll speak the word for us as a group, then speak personifying it, and then I'll say it slowly so you'll have time to write it down. And we begin. I speak the word initially for the game of life for the 21st century community. Infinite Spirit, open the way for the immediate supply for everyone in the game of life for the 21st century program. All that's ours by divine right now reaches us through a tremendous flow of prosperity, under grace, in miraculous ways, for the highest good of all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now the personalized version. Infinite Spirit, open the way for my immediate supply. Let all that's mine by divine right now reach me through a tremendous flow of prosperity under grace in miraculous ways for the highest good of all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And now I'll say it slower so you can write it down. Infinite Spirit, open the way for my immediate supply. Let all that's mine by divine right now reach me through a tremendous flow of prosperity under grace in miraculous ways for the highest good of all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And now I'll say that one more time. Infinite Spirit, open the way for my immediate supply. Let all that's mine by divine right now reach me through a tremendous flow of prosperity under grace in miraculous ways for the highest good of all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And now we'll quiet our mind. Take a really deep breath. Place your feet flat on the floor. And with your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes. Focus your attention on your heart. And take another deep breath. And slowly exhale. Take another slow, deep breath. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. Embrace the things that you're grateful for and immerse yourself in the emotional fulfillment of gratitude. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer. Just ask. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart. And allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. Take a deep breath. And now we're going to ground into the highest vibration of love possible, connecting to our immediate supply, accessing our creation energy. And with another deep breath and eyes closed, allow yourself to see in your mind's eye a massive oak grounding tree of prosperity. Notice that within the branches of your tree is your square of life fulfilled. Branches of currency signs holding your wealth. Wonderful relationships. Great health. And wonderful work that makes your heart sing with joy. Take a deep breath and step into the spiritual essence of your grounding tree of prosperity. Allow your feet to go down into the roots of your grounding tree, down through the soils, the water, and the rocks, down to the core light of loving, abundant prosperity at her center. Envision your roots wrapping around a beautiful, solid, tourmaline sphere. And now pull the powerful possibility of love back up through the rocks, the soils and water, to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. The branches of your mighty oak tree of prosperity open wide to the breath of God. And with open heart and arms, we access the essence of creation deep within. Breathe deeply and pull into your heart through your breath the limitless possibility of your full potentiality of experiences. Infinite Spirit, open the way for my immediate supply. Let all that's mine by divine right now reach me through a tremendous flow of prosperity under grace in miraculous ways for the highest good of all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And say this with me. Infinite Spirit, open the way for my immediate supply. Let all that's mine by divine right now reach me through a tremendous flow of prosperity under grace in miraculous ways for the highest good of all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The angels of love, light, and prosperity join us in our oak tree of prosperity, bringing with them the energy of limitless creation. Allow yourself to feel them come in close, fully supporting you to be limitless possibility in all directions of time, from within to without. Take a deep breath and access the galaxy of creation energy that is yours to create what you wish. How awesome would it be to receive tremendous flow of prosperity? Breathe in deeply of the joy it would bring you to receive this prosperity. Take another deep breath and allow the bright light of the life force energy of creation within you to expand bigger and brighter until your entire body is filled with the brilliant, bright light of prosperity, creation energy. allow yourself to feel how awesome it is to receive tremendous flow of prosperity in all things. All things, great and small, from within to manifest as your life experience without. Firmly anchor and claim your prosperity, all that's yours by divine right. Breathe into every cell of your being how awesome it is to receive all the prosperity that's yours by divine right. Now, take a deep breath and allow the brilliant light of creation energy that you are to expand up through the branches of the tree, up high. Your beacon of light shines brightly to magnetize to you more money than you can ever spend. The best health possible. Work that makes your heart sing with joy. And loving relationships. Loving relationships with money, with people, with all that brings your heart joy. Your square of life complete and everything in between. Take a deep breath and repeat after me using the voice of the life force energy of creation. Infinite Spirit, I am deeply grateful that the way has been opened for my immediate supply. All that's mine by divine right reaches me now through a tremendous flow of prosperity under grace in miraculous ways. For the highest good of all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know how prosperity flows to me. I only know that it does. And I am fulfilled. My square of life complete as my version of heaven on earth. Embrace in deep gratitude all that's yours by divine right. How awesome does it feel to receive all that your heart desires? Allow roots from your feet to go deep down into the soils of Mother Earth to anchor this knowing, this energy of prosperity. The roots go down through the rocks, the clay, the water, down to the core healing light of prosperous possibility at her center. And pull that loving light back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. And now take a deep breath. And bring back with you the brilliant love light, the limitless possibility of creation as you step out of the grounding tree, fully returned and grounded. Please repeat after me. Infinite Spirit, I am deeply grateful that the way has been opened for my immediate supply. All that's mine by divine right reaches me now through a tremendous flow of prosperity under grace in miraculous ways for the highest good of all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Give me a definite lead. Show me if there are action steps for me to take. Guide me each step of the way. And support me to hold fast to the energy of magnificent, limitless prosperity in all directions of time. So be it, and it is. I hold you with unwavering conviction of having received your immediate supply, tremendous flow of prosperity, all that's yours by divine right, under grace, in a miraculous way. Be open to guidance for action steps that may be necessary to bring your avalanches of prosperity to fruition, all those things that make your heart sing. And then be open to what that lead may be. If you get a hunch or feel guided to do something but you're unsure, ask for clarification of the lead. The action step may be simply to hold the energy of creation complete. It's my experience that guidance is always provided. It's up to us to allow ourselves to have the eyes to see, the ears to hear, or the wisdom to follow the knowing within. This completes Module 18. Now go to the worksheet.